Module 2, Effective Traits. We usually end up avoiding the pushy salesperson, the one that follows you around the store asking a million questions. There are many traits in a sales representative that we all avoid. Being that salesperson that a customer wants to see and to talk to takes a little bit of practice. But with these traits, you will become that salesperson, and that will eventually lead to the customer making a purchase and beginning a positive, long-lasting relationship with you. Assertiveness. There is a fine line between being assertive and being aggressive. Being pushy and overly aggressive can not only offend customers, but also scare away prospective customers. On the other hand, being assertive and in tune with a customer's needs, you can draw in customers. Before you begin the sale, know the objections or concerns the customer may have and be prepared to respond. Give all of the supporting data when delivering the sales pitch. Always be calm, positive, and honest about the product or service. This will convey the message that you are an authority in the field. Assertive behavior. Calmness, positivity, enthusiasm, honesty. Emotional intelligence. What is emotional intelligence? It is the ability to identify and control one's emotions and to recognize and manage others' emotions. In short, being aware of one's emotions and being able to control them, along with having empathy for others, are both signs of emotional intelligence. People with high emotional intelligence are usually better team players, better problem solvers, and overall better people persons. Those with high emotional intelligence are very aware of their own emotions. They know their triggers and are capable of controlling their emotions, even in stressful situations. High emotional intelligence also involves a motivation to understand other situations and empathize with them. Improving all of these traits is important to developing a high emotional intelligence. Traits of a high emotional intelligence: self-awareness, self-regulation, empathy. Solve problems. Sales equals problem solving. If you want to be valued by your customers, you have to solve their problems. Customers that need solutions to high priority issues are willing to pay for those solutions. But first, you must identify the customer's problem. What are they missing or needing? Then, you must analyze that problem. What causes the problem? What could solve the problem? Then you need to formulate several options to remedy the situation for the customer. Which products or services will solve this problem? And lastly, assist the customer in choosing the option that best suits their needs. Close. The hardest thing to learn as a salesperson is to close the deal. Make the sale. No matter how you word it, there are many techniques to getting your customers to put their name on the dotted line. After you have presented all of the facts and the customer wants the product, you may still need to gently push your customer to actually committing to the sale. One of the techniques used is the assumptive technique. You assume the sale is completed and you say something like, "So would you like your delivery date to be next week?" Another technique is the bonus. Hold back a low-cost, high-value bonus to purchasing. Use this bonus to sway your customer into the purchase. Another way to close the deal painlessly is to put a deadline on the deal. This works well when offering sale prices. "This sale is about to expire, so I assume you want to take advantage of this pricing now," would be a good example of this technique. Case study. Tony and Bob are attending a sales training workshop for newly hired salespeople. They are learning some of the basics of sales and customer relations. At the end of the workshop, they meet to have coffee and review what they had learned that day. They plan on practicing their closing techniques with team members later. Bob really enjoyed the session on problem solving. He had never considered sales as being a problem-solving position. He thought approaching the sale asking, "What is the problem and how can I solve it?" a very good idea to start using immediately. Tony attended the workshop on becoming more assertive. She learned that she doesn't have to be aggressive to get the sale. She can be enthusiastic, authoritative, and positive to win over her customers. They both attended the emotional intelligence workshop. They both scored highly in many areas like empathy and self-awareness. Tony admits she cries easily when stressed, so she scored slightly lower on the self-regulation part of the test. They both admit that they learned a lot and are excited to start using all of the good advice.